Yang Jin Lee is in Oslo also. He's a friend of Liu Xiaobo, also a former Tiananmen Square activist, now living in exile in the United States. Dr. Yang, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell me about being in that room there in Oslo today, listening to your colleague, your friend, and fellow activist win the Nobel Peace Prize. What was the emotion for you?
Yeah, well, I was very much humbled and very emotional. I was touched to tears, and I think the world can see how great this man is.
Liu Xiaobo expressed the view in a statement that was read there in Oslo that human rights will reign supreme in China. And I wonder if you share that conviction, that optimism.
Yes, I share his thought. Liu Xiaobo often said the future of free China lies in the people. People everywhere in the world demand for freedom, for human rights, for democracy. Chinese people are not an exception. We will build up a civil force for that future.
When you hear about the fierce reaction from Chinese authorities to the awarding of this prize to Liu Xiaobo, do you worry that there will be more of a crackdown on dissidents, that the chance for democracy may be harmed?
No, not really. This prize actually helps China democratize. On the surface, we see Chinese government react hatefully, but on the ground, if you talk to the people there, you will see major change has taken place in the hearts of the people. So that is where our hope lies. The road is clear, but the stones are sharp. So if we commit to our goal, we will achieve it.
I've been talking with Yang Jin Lee. He's a former Tiananmen Square activist and a friend of Liu Xiaobo. He's in Oslo for the Peace Prize ceremony. Mr. Yang, thanks very much.
Thank you.